Good morning, it's Friday the 7th of March. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. European Union leaders at an emergency summit in Brussels have promised to stand by Ukraine and boost military spending. The President of the European Council, Ursula von der Leyen, says they are determined to act with the scale, speed and resolve the situation demands. Speaking to RTL, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden described the European Commission's €800 billion initiative to strengthen European defence and deterrence as a step in the right direction. However, it remains unclear how much Luxembourg will contribute to the plan. Frieden acknowledged that the financial commitments involved are considerable, but stressed the initiative is not just about money, pointing to the need for improved interoperability among European armed forces. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will travel to Saudi Arabia next week, where Ukrainian and US officials are due to discuss an initial ceasefire with Russia. The Ukrainian leader, who won't attend the discussions, says he is hoping for a meaningful meeting and Kyiv is working for a fast and lasting peace. President Trump says he believes Saudi Arabia is the country best placed to bring Russia and Ukraine to the negotiating table. In national news, according to the National Health Directorate, influenza cases in Luxembourg fell by 25% during the most recent reporting week, while COVID-19 and RSV also showed notable declines. Infections remain most prevalent among children. Filling up your tank in the Grand Duchy will be a little bit cheaper this Friday, as petrol prices are set to decrease for the second time in under 2 weeks. Diesel will experience the most significant drop. Starting today, the price is decreasing by 5 cents, bringing the cost to €1.44 per litre. The petrol price is also decreasing. Unleaded 98 now costs €1.56, while 95 is dropping by 3.6 cents, bringing the cost to €1.47 per litre. A rocket launched into space by Elon Musk's SpaceX has exploded minutes after takeoff, marking the company's second failure this year. Burning debris from the Starship streaked through the sky near the Bahamas. Meanwhile, Europe's new Ariane 6 rocket has successfully carried out its first commercial mission, placing a French military satellite into orbit to give the continent a new independent access to space. And finally, Roy Ayres, the trailblazer of jazz, funk and neo-soul, whose Everybody Loves the Sunshine proved a hugely popular hip-hop sample, has died. He was 84 years old. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, Manchester United drew 1-1 away to Real Sociedad in the first leg of their Europa League last 16 tie, while Tottenham suffered a 1-0 loss at Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. Rangers recorded an impressive 3-1 win away to Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce. Lyon also took a big stride towards the quarterfinals with a 3-1 victory at Romanian's FCSB. Meanwhile, Eintracht Frankfurt came from behind to win 2-1 at Ajax. Bodo Glimt won 3-0 at home to Olympiacos. And in rugby, France's head coach Fabien Galthié has called this weekend's match against Ireland an immense challenge for his team. A victory for France over top of the table unbeaten Ireland would open up the race for the championship before the final round of matches. Scotland have recalled Darcy Graham in the only change to their starting side for Saturday's Six Nations clash at home to Wales. The Edinburgh wing was concussed during the game against Ireland in February and missed the 16-15 loss away to England a fortnight ago. And England are looking to beat Italy in the Six Nations at Twickenham on Sunday. It's going to be a mostly sunny and dry, warm Friday. Early temperatures on the cold side, between 3 and 5 degrees at the lower end, but thermometers are nearly bursting between 15 and 16 degrees by lunchtime.